In this bulletin, the Prime Minister to consider a parliamentary investigation into bullying and harassment claims levelled against Labor MP and the Hussar. Police defend their response to a fight between Sudanese youths in Melbourne, and new Socceroos boss Graham Arnold will also take over as Oli Roo's coach as part of a national restructure. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is considering a parliamentary investigation into bullying and harassment claims levelled against Labor MP Emma Hussar. Ms Hussar has confirmed she'll quit politics at the next election as an investigation into dysfunction and mistreatment at her Western Sydney electorate office draws to a close. Mr Turnbull says it's unbelievable Bill Shorten didn't know about the scandal before it hit the news 3 weeks ago.
So he's got to tell us exactly what he knew and when. And he's also got to explain how he, as a former union leader who claims to have always put the interests of the workers first and looking after workers and ensuring that they're protected in the workplace, what he did to ensure those workers were protected. Because the allegations, the claims that have been made are very, very troubling. And a turnover of 20 people in 2 years in an office of four is a lot.
The New South Wales government has backed the federal government's national energy guarantee and criticised several Labor states for threatening to block the deal. State and territory energy ministers will meet in Sydney tomorrow to examine the deal of the NEG, which the coalition claims will reduce household power bills by about $550 a year. The Turnbull government wants the federal emissions reduction legislation to then go to the coalition party room on Tuesday of next week, which will be followed by a sign-off to the package by the states and territories immediately afterwards. But Labor MP Anthony Albanese has raised concerns that state energy ministers are being asked to sign up for a plan that's yet to be finalised.
Because it's on the proviso that it has to go through the coalition party room next Tuesday. This is extraordinary circumstances whereby a government that has been in office for now almost two full terms still isn't capable of having an energy policy.
Victoria Police are defending the way they handled a fight between Sudanese youths in Melbourne's northwest. The South Sudanese community has condemned the youths who threw rocks and damaged a police car during the aggressive confrontation in Taylor's Lakes. Police say around 20 to 30 Sudanese Australians were involved in what they've called a planned fight, which is understood to have been over girlfriends. Victoria Police Commander Tim Hansen says police did their job in moving the youth on.
I want to reassure the public we never lost control of this incident. We were always in control. We had a measured, balanced set of tactics that we were deploying, and at every opportunity we were giving those youths the opportunity to disperse and move about their business without any sort of police oversight or interaction.
The National Australia Bank has lost its bid at the Banking Royal Commission to keep secret seven documents outlining its suspected offending in regards to it charging customers fees for no service. The documents detail discussions with the Australian Securities and Investments Commission about how the bank planned to compensate customers incorrectly charged fees. Commissioner Kenneth Hayne, QC, says it's in the public interest to refuse NAB's confidentiality claim and to make them public.
It is in the public interest that there be an open and transparent inquiry about how both the regulator and the regulated deal with the issue of remediation. For these reasons, the application for non-publication direction is refused.
New Socceroos coach Graham Arnold will also take over as Oli Roo's coach as part of a national restructure. Australia's under-23 men's team hasn't qualified for the Olympics since Beijing 2008, adding an extra dimension to an already challenging task for Arnold. And Arnold admits it's important there's a structure as the Asian Cup approaches.
It's a job that will not distract my focus, and I'm very clear that my full focus is on the Socceroos. But I do feel that being able to do both teams, it will inject a lot of new young blood, young talent into the Socceroos quicker. And I do believe that is what we need right now.
We'll now look at tomorrow's weather. An early shower or two in Perth, 16 degrees. Adelaide, showers developing and a windy day, a top of 20. Melbourne, windy, partly cloudy, 18. Hobart, a shower or two and windy, 18 degrees. Canberra, light morning frost tomorrow and 17. Wollongong, sunny and 21. Sydney, also sunny, 23. Newcastle, similar, 23 degrees. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 23. Cairns, much the same, 27. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.